Wow, that rain is not letting up anytime soon, huh? Yeah, good thing we thought to bring the car instead of taking the bus. Can you imagine? I know, ugh, this hoodie is not waterproof. No, no, don't turn on the lights. Someone from outside might see us. Yeah, dude, we're being very sketchy right now. We'll get into trouble if anyone finds us out. Just leave it. I brought a light. Where did I get what? These? Dita Caroline gave them to me. Yeah, dude. Coolest librarian ever. I spent so much time here during finals, we practically closed the library together. And she loves my mom's banana chocolate chip muffins. Yeah, I know you love them too. I brought some with me, actually. So, my award-winning personality won Tita Caroline over. No one can resist my charms. And my mom's banana chocolate chip muffins. She gave me the keys and told me I can use the place whenever I want, as long as I keep it clean. And before you ask, no. She specifically said, no parties, okay, Anak? I know you and your friends and your Nobia or Nobia want a place to get lit, but not here, okay? So yeah, you can forget it. Yeah, she's the coolest person in the whole world. I love her so much. Here, our favorite spot. Sit next to me, come on. I got the good stuff. No worries, I came prepared because I knew you wouldn't. Oh yeah? What'd you bring? Ooh, is that hot cocoa? Nice. Wait, just one tumbler? You made one for me too! Aw, that's so sweet of you. I brought this nightlight. New batteries too, so we're good. Look at that beautiful mood lighting, hmm? Yeah, I wanted to bring a candle for that extra moody ambiance, but I figured an open flame and a small building filled with books? Probably a bad idea. Tita Caroline would kill us. No, stop. If you make a Fahrenheit 451 joke, I swear to God. Food and music, of course. This is super nice, isn't it? The rain really adds to the comfy vibe. Hey, at least we're indoors now. We're not trapped outside. Oh my god, I still can't believe I took you out on that picnic without checking the weather. Fuck. We got soaked. Oh my god, I know. Those poor sandwiches. And I can't believe you chose to save the pitcher of wine instead of my sandwiches. I'm never gonna live that picnic down, am I? Yeah? Well, how about that time at the drive-in theater? What do you mean, what? You took us to a drive-in movie in zero visibility. It was hurricane season and you didn't believe me. We couldn't see anything because nothing was playing. The place was closed. Oh my god, you're crazy. Yeah, Netflix on your tablet was a nice save. It was like our own little drive-in movie. I loved it. I mean, you ate all my fries, but I guess I can forgive you. I like potatoes, okay? Leave me alone. Rain always seems to be messing with us, huh? Yeah, but it's awesome. It makes for funny stories. I can't believe we only started hanging out a few months ago. I know. Yeah, it feels like we've known each other longer than that. Well, technically, I've known you for a little bit longer than you've known me. Yeah, it's a long story. Okay. So, I kind of knew you already before I even started talking to you. Not in I wasn't a stalker. At least I don't think so. Wait, okay. So, do you remember the first time I approached you? Yeah, we'll backtrack to like a few months before that. You were sitting right at this table. I think you chose it because it's at the back of the library. It's nice and private. It's a little bit quieter, and the sunlight from that large window behind you makes everything so much more bright. And you were crying. Mm-hmm, you were. Silent tears. You were sniffling and wiping your eyes all sneakily. I almost stood up to ask you what was wrong until I saw the book you were reading, and I realized that was why you were crying. I was kind of intrigued, because I never read anything that moved me like that. Movies, yes. You've seen me cry when we watch sad movies, but books? I rarely cry because of books. So, I borrowed the book you were reading. And guess what? I cried a little too. And that's kind of how it started, you know? Every time I went to the library, you were almost always there. Almost. Whenever I didn't see you, I got slightly disappointed. Like, how dare you not be present when I walk in? But yeah. You'd be sitting here, sometimes with a completely new book, and I'd sit over there and work on my own stuff. And more than once in a while, I'd look up at you. Sometimes you'd smile or you'd laugh out loud. I love the sound of your laugh, by the way. And sometimes you'd cry again. Your eyebrows would be scrunched when people in the library got kind of loud. Your eyes would be a tad wider when you're in a very intense part of the story. Here. That's a receipt of my borrowing history. Yeah, I asked Tita Caroline. I wanted a remembrance. Mm-hmm. Every time you got emotional, whether, you know, happy or sad or angry or whatever, I'd check out the book you were reading. And I loved it every time. I got to know what makes your heart flutter, what makes you sad, what makes you flustered or excited. I read the stories and wondered how you felt as you were reading them. That was it, really. It was just the books. But one day, I looked over and I realized how gorgeous you were. Not in the obvious way, not in the super photogenic and sexy kind of way, just when you smile, your whole face lights up. And your eyes show so much emotion. Your laugh is such a beautiful sound, and after the books, it was like I was seeing you for the first time all over again. I kept wishing you would notice me, just sitting here a few tables away from you, reading the book you were reading a few days ago. I wished that you would look up and smile, and I'd walk over and we'd chat, and... But you didn't. So I decided, fuck it. And I did it. I stood up and walked over to you. Do you remember this? Mm-hmm. This was the last one. The last book you were reading before I finally walked over and talked to you. I actually bought it online. I'm sentimental like that. You remember what I said? I said, hey, we're reading the same book. You're much farther in it than I am, though. Is it a good story so far? And that was it. Best decision I ever made. We got to know each other so much more. I sat and read next to you. I got to know you as a friend. I got to spend time with you outside of the walls of this quiet place. You weren't anything like I imagined. You are so much better. So wonderful. I lack the vocabulary to describe you. And now we're here. So, in case I didn't make it clear, I like you. A lot. Like, a whole lot. I mean, I don't just take anyone with me on my weekly scheduled break-ins, you know? Okay, I mean, it's not really a break-in. Tita Caroline knows I sneak in here. She gave me the keys, so it's fine. And, you know, she won't get mad at me as long as I put the books back. Yeah, I'm rambling. Sorry. I really like you. I already said that, but... Yeah. I really like you. Yeah, you can totally kiss me. I mean, I was kind of suspecting that you liked me too, but, you know, I didn't want to get ahead of myself. That kiss you gave me wasn't platonic, right? You like me more than friends. That wasn't just like a friend buddy, I'm gonna kiss you on the lips kind of thing. You sure? Okay, cool. Just checking. It's so weird, but in a really good way. Cause I always feel so giddy and flustered whenever I start having feelings for someone. And you know, don't get me wrong, I still feel that so much with you, but you make me feel more deeply. You make my heart feel so relaxed and safe. It's like I can breathe more freely whenever I'm with you. It feels so good. Like the long, tight hug you get from someone who loves you. And it's so warm. I never want to stop feeling this way. Come here. Mm-hmm. Move your chair closer. Your arms around me. And tell me all about that new book you've been reading. It's complicated? Well, no worries. We got all night.